Hi, Linda. I'm just answering six questions around pain. Why do a book on pain? There's an awful lot of pain around. There's a huge survey done in Europe. One in five people experience chronic pain. So they have persistent or severe pain for more than 6 months, I think it is. For many of them, the median time was a number of years. So people are incredibly stoic or manage an awful lot of pain. Pain is a universal human experience. Everybody knows what pain is. And the really exciting news is a revolution in how we understand pain now. And the goal of the book is to try and explain that. And it's a little bit counterintuitive, a little bit strange. Some of the things that people think cause pain actually turn out to be not quite as central as folklore would have it. Why do a graphic book on pain? Education is a central tool in changing pain. The goal of using images is to make it light, really accessible. A good image can really communicate an argument and idea very quickly. The book emerged from lots of lectures and talks I've given over the years and just endlessly trying to find creative ways of explaining how pain works to my clients and students. I was incredibly lucky to find Sophie Standing and have really enjoyed how she's visualised the work. She really surprised me sometimes about how she took an idea that I've been familiar with for a number of years and just showed it in a very different way. I grew up doodling. I was always making notes on my lectures, but didn't have the skill to turn those doodles into something coherent. I just think that graphic novels can be a very, very powerful tool. So it's short and sweet, it's only 36 pages, but there's an awful lot of information packed into the book, and the images try and really crystallize ideas into something simple. Who is the book aimed at? The book's for everybody. Everybody experiences pain, and I think everybody can learn about the new science, and it can really help us change our idea of what pain is and whether we need to keep putting up with that little ache. I would offer that everybody should be able to stand, walk, sit, sleep without issues. You might not be able to run a marathon anymore, and you might not be, you know, the best tennis serve that you had when you were in your 20s. But ordinary movements of sitting, standing, walking, lifting your shopping, it's actually often quite easy to get people to a place where they can do those everyday functions. And that makes a huge change in happiness and vitality. The central message of the book, well, there is something you can do to change your pain experience. There's always a change in behaviour, a change in how you think, feel, move, that can be used to creatively stimulate your brain to do something different. The big and strange thing around pain is that pain is much more than issues in the tissues. Focusing on the tissues is frequently a misleading and limiting way of understanding why you're in pain. In acute situations, danger signals from the tissues are really well correlated with pain. They're really often very accurate around what's happening in the tissues. But after about 3 months, then the tissues will have done the maximum repair they're going to be doing. They may have got a little stickier and have a bit of scar tissue there, but the healing process will have completed. After about 3 to 6 months, then it's much more about an alarm signal that has got out of control and has become a bad habit in the nervous system. So long-term chronic pain is really about reflexes that have gone awry in the nervous system. And when a danger signal meets the nervous system, it meets you. It meets the whole of your history, culture, society. All the complexities of being human become relevant. And the nervous system has a hierarchy. It functions according to what it perceives as safe. And we might define pain as anything that your brain decides is unsafe. But that involves all the complexity of being human. And hopefully what that also means is there's many things, many tools about being human that we can use to change that package of how the nervous system codifies danger. So the really central message is think of pain as a bad habit or an alarm system that has gone wrong. Short term, it was very useful, but long term, chronic pain serves very little purpose. But we can unlearn the pain habit. We can train our nervous system to respond differently to the information that's coming in. What is the hardest thing to explain about pain? Well, by saying pain involves the brain, people often feel that you're saying that it's their fault. It's really not what we're saying. I like to talk about the mind, the brain, and the body, and the brain being in between our mind, our consciousness, our awareness, our sense of self. And the brain is in between the mind and the body. And the brain can make mistakes. It gets into habits or reflexes. Evolution taught us to respond to the threat of danger very, very quickly. And sometimes in those quick responses, we go down fixed, hardwired, old patterns that it's hard to break out of. So it's almost as though it worked once to have a reflex of withdrawing from a difficult stimulus. But often the reflex to withdraw and the whole response of pain and danger hangs around long after the tissues have repaired. So a lot of pain is overactive reflexes outside of conscious awareness, but they are responsive to new learning. We can learn to respond differently. Think of, I like the idea of learning, when I learned to put a contact lens in. For a long time, my eye would blink and it was very, very hard, but I was able to train that reflex to work differently. And now it's very simple to put my contact lenses in. And often pain is like learning to write with your opposite hand. Changing pain is learning to write with your opposite hand. So think of all the discipline and work it might take to write with your left hand instead of your right hand. That sort of slow, persistent, re-educating the nervous system that movement is not dangerous. And that even if you have to move differently, and even if you need to learn to put up with a little bit of discomfort initially, it's not the end of the world. Your tissues have repaired, and that old reflex of causing pain around certain movements and sensations isn't useful anymore. There's no one answer to pain. For me, that's very hopeful, but it can feel overwhelming and confusing. But for me, it implies that creativity, learning to do things differently is possible, and a complex nervous system will benefit to a complex range of responses. Culture, society, family, stress, how we eat and sort of levels of stress and toxicity in our body are all deeply relevant to the pain experience. But the evidence shows that understanding that pain is not about scary MRI images or scary x-rays. Everybody has worn out joints, and many of us have big tears in our tissues, but we're not in pain. So what you see on x-rays and what you see on MRI scans is often incidental to the experience of pain. And that's a very hard message to get across, but the science is overwhelming now. The last question, what can people do to manage pain? Mostly it's creativity. Do something different. Whatever you've been doing, if you're still in pain, it's not working. Try doing something different. So we can move differently, understand differently, feel differently, describe ourselves differently. And the book explores some simple hints about how we might do those things. But the essence is change and creativity in response to this signal, and not going down fixed, hardwired responses, reflexes that worked at one stage when you really needed to protect the tissues as they repaired. But after the tissues have repaired, which takes no more than 3, maximum 6 months, then that reflex of protecting is no longer useful. So I hope, for me, the book is a very hopeful book, that there is something you can do to change your pain experience. Pain isn't about tissues, it's about an alarm system in the nervous system that's exaggerated and is no longer accurate about the state of the tissues. Many thanks.